Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jason from Kent is. Jason, are you there?
Yep.
Good morning, Jason. Now, Steve, you must get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jason has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What color is the official NBA basketball?
Orange.
Correct. Which holiday spawned the invention of TV dinners?
Father's Day?
No.
Easter?
No.
Thanksgiving?
Yes. What Asian country presented the United States with a gift of cherry trees in 1912?
Japan.
Yes. Who won an Oscar for her portrayal of a young ballerina in The Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
She sure did. What Ivy League school is located in Massachusetts?
Harvard.
Yes. What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Go again?
What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Bananas.
Yes. What band charted Land of Confusion in 1986?
Pass.
Which president added Under God to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Kennedy.
No.
Eisenhower?
Yes. The America's Cup is awarded in what sport?
Soccer.
No.
Football.
No.
Baseball.
No. In which comic book series did Galactus first appear?
Fantastic Four.
Yes. And with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, my friend Jason.
All right.
I think you're going to give Steve a run for his money this morning. I saw Steve was enjoying some brain food. He was having some popcorn.
I was.
You really need it.
Shout out to our friends at Lumberjack Popcorn.
Yeah.
Straight up butter, bitch. Sorry, I got a little too excited.
Butter bitch.
Butter bitch. That's Steve, the name of their brand.
Of course. No, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What color is the official NBA basketball?
Orange.
Correct. Which holiday spawned the invention of TV dinners?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. What Asian country presented the United States with a gift of cherry trees in 1912?
Japan.
Yes. Huh? Who won an Oscar for her portrayal of a young ballerina in Black Swan?
Oh, man. Is that Kate Winslet?
No.
Oh. Sigourney Weaver.
No.
Kathy Bates.
No. What Ivy League school is located in Massachusetts?
Harvard.
Yes. What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Apples?
No.
Grapes?
No.
Watermelon?
No. What band charted Land of Confusion in 1986?
That would be Genesis?
That would be. Which president added Under God to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
Yes. Oh. The America's Cup is awarded in what sport?
Is that boating?
It It is. What comic book series did Galactus first appear?
Spider-Man.
No.
Batman.
No.
Aquaman.
No. With time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got 7 correct. That's a really good score, but it's not enough to beat Jason because he got 8.
Oh, you bastard.
Congratulations, Jason.
Nice job, Jason.
Thank you.
He answered with such confidence. He was on fire this morning.
Damn
he
it.
Did know that The Black Swan starred Natalie Portman.
I couldn't think of her name.
He also guessed correctly that the number one seller at Walmart is regularly bananas.
Bananas.
And he did know that the comic book series where Galactus first appeared was the Fantastic Four.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I'm most impressed by.
Yeah, he was very good. And okay. He would be somebody that should probably wear that I Beat Migs t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
It's available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a sweet new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message. Steve, how's it looking in there?
Oh, man, we got some good messages. One involving all of our passions, another person that hates graduations.
We will slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
You know you want to, so just go do it. Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app, which is absolutely free
yes.
to download for your smartphone.
And every morning, sometimes we have like head scratcher voice messages like, thanks, I guess. But I thought this one was a good one, and maybe we do need to say thanks to this rockaholic because they've come up with a brilliant marketing idea that involves all of our passions.
I'm in.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, so it seems like many times Danny is doing emo night the same night Migs is wrestling.
Which is funny because, what, Friday night you had emo night at Numo's and I was wrestling at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. They need to get in and talk so we're not having wrestling and emo nights on the same night.
Right?
It's really unfair.
Hear me out. How about we combine the forces, put the two evenings together so that we can all come and call it, wait for it, emo fight, a night of emo music and pro wrestling. Danny's on stage spinning My Chemical Romance and Blink 182 while Steve Miggs is suplexing people and giving them pile drivers.
Yeah!
And Taryn Daly, you could be in it too. You're playing cribbage in the bathroom with anyone who wants to do that.
Wait a second, is that how you guys play cribbage? What's happening over here?
I mean, I'll take a game anywhere, really.
In the men's or the women's bathroom? Or is it the unisex one?
It's okay. I'm down to do either.
The family bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Put it all together. Emo fight. Let me know when it's happening, and I'm there.
Okay.
I love that idea. The naming is brilliant.
It is actually pretty awesome.
See, I know they went with cribbage in the bathroom, but I was thinking Taryn brings her petting zoo for the parking lot.
Oh, a petting zoo in the park? We'll do it in the summer. Emo
oh,
fight.
Oh, my God.
And we have to spell it F-I-T-E to keep with the emo night theme, right?
Of
thank
course.
You. I appreciate yes. that.
Actually, on Friday night, I was wrestling, and I think you guys will appreciate our friend Cody, who used to work at the end. He does the play-by-play and the live commentary at SOS Pro Wrestling. He gave you guys a shout-out while I was being choked by my opponent.
Code man.
Oh, but Brian was lying in wait, and Migs might be in trouble.
Rip his throat out!
Yeah. Who
the heck? Rip his throat out?
I did not hear that when it happened. That's rather aggressive.
Rip his throat out!
Yeah, you can do it.
He talks for a living. He needs that throat.
Oh, Taryn can handle it.
Okay.
Taryn and Danny got it. Oh, but Migs fires back with that clothesline combination. And the gold star, proud of his handiwork.
We got to do something about your neck and your throat, though, because as we talked to Brian Danielson on Friday, we learned you have a very long neck.
Dude, I thought of him while in that match. There was a moment where I got lined up on the ropes, and the guy was going to chop my chest. And I don't know what happened, but he missed my chest and got my throat and just chopped my throat. And one of the people in the crowd were like, oh, we could tell you were unhappy because all of a sudden I get chopped in the throat and everyone heard me go, what the F, Brian?
Oh, like, no.
And all I could think was my freaking long neck. Thanks, Brian Danielson.
It's always getting in the way.
Yeah. All right, we got another voice message. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so check it. I know it may be cutesy and whatnot, but graduation ceremonies for every grade is f***ing dumb.
As someone who just experienced a preschool graduation and loved it, he's not wrong, though.
And it just kills the actual graduations of you moving on to an actual milestone.
Well, she is moving on to kindergarten.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Big day.
Not the next damn grade. It needs to stop. Things need to be stopped.
I mean, I guess Barrett has had his share of, like, preschool graduations and things like that, but they don't do one after kindergarten.
Yeah, I think after kindergarten, then the next one is going
like
into high school.
Fifth grade graduation.
Yeah, I think.
And then eighth grade graduation? And then actual graduation? Okay,
you know what, maybe he's right. Maybe there is too many graduations. That's
a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Dude, so Friday after the show, I had to hurry on over to the preschool because of Tatum's preschool graduation, which was kind of funny, but man, what a production.
Like, she had like a full-on cap and gown on.
And some people are like, I hope you're going to like frame that cap and gown or put it like in a memory box. I'm like, no, we had to hand it back. We didn't get to keep the cap and gown. Those are just recycled for like the kindergarten kids and then the third graders or whoever it is. But yeah.
I hope somebody's washing them.
But the funny part was they bring them up on stage and they have like a full little bio. They have Tatum's faces on like a big screen at the church where the preschool is. And it's just like, this is nicer than my college graduation.
That sounds nicer than mine as well.
And here's a moment during the graduation.
Tatum, come on up, Tatum. We got food.
Also, some random person was just yelling Tatum. I'm like, I like that somebody was supporting her. That wasn't us. It was like me, my wife, and my father-in-law. That was it from our crew.
Food. She loves fresh rolls. Her favorite toy is the Ninja Turtle. Her favorite place is Hawaii. And her favorite thing at preschool is outside time. Congrats, Tatum.
Big day. So everyone's coming up and like, wait, so your daughter's favorite food is like a roll, like a bread roll? I'm like, no, it's like the spring rolls at like a Thai food place.
Oh,
the fresh
those
rolls.
Are bomb.
But also, so we went there afterwards. I go, okay, it was mentioned in the thing, so let's go get lunch and get some fresh rolls. And Tatum doesn't eat the actual fresh rolls. She just peels the sticky, clear rice paper thing. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
And eats that.
That's the part she likes?
That's it. So we go to this Thai food place and we're like, we know this about her. But like, it's a special day. Let her eat all the sticky white whatever crap thing is as much as she wants. It's her day. So we're like, we'd like three orders of your fresh rolls. And the guy looks and goes, no. And I was like, what do you mean no? He's like, that's six rolls because there's two, you know, however the math adds up. And I was like, yeah. He's like, that's too much. You don't need six fresh rolls. That's too much. They're big. He's like looking at us like we're insane. I'm like, no, please give it to us. And finally, I'm like, dude, I'm paying for it. Like, just give me my freaking fresh rolls. And finally bring it to the table. And when he came back, he probably thought we were insane because it was just all the remnants of the fresh rolls on Tatum's plate except for the sticky paper.
Does anybody ever eat the filling?
No, it's just lettuce and carrots and maybe a little cucumber and that's it.
Compost it.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
How about this? Take the day off from work with us on Wednesday. We want you to play hooky at the Mariners game. The Daily Migs Show is going to be there. We have the hookup on discounted tickets, and you can grab them at KISW.com. Plus, something really awesome happened at the Mariners game over the weekend that we're going to talk about at 7:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
J.P. Crawford of our Seattle Mariners celebrated his first Father's Day yesterday. First Father's Day as a dad. And he did it with a grand slam.
Next pitch to Crawford. Fly ball, right field, back, gone! First Father's Day grand slam, J.P. Crawford!
I'm already such a big fan of J.P. Crawford, so whenever something awesome happens to that dude, I'm always just getting fired up. And the fact that he just had a kid recently... And his wife and his kid were at the game. Obviously, I'm sure the kid's not going to remember this, not even one. But what an awesome moment.
I mean, it makes me tear up hearing that, the crowd response to that. That was just so cool. And the daughter's name was Cora, by the way. Her name was etched on the bat that he used to hit that grand slam.
I saw that, too. And I was like, that's a bat you got to then... You gotta put it in your house and
get,
like, give it to your daughter. Show that video. Like, that's, I mean, we're not gonna ever experience being able to tell our kid, hey, one time in front of 40,000 screaming fans, I hit a grand slam with your name etched on a bat. Like, not many people are ever gonna be able to say that.
That is pretty next level. Danny, you were at the game.
Oh, it was so awesome.
I thought of you instantly when I saw the grand slam, and I was like, first of all, I'm excited. I'm like, Mariners are actually gonna win a series, sweep a series. That's cool. But I was like, freaking Danny's at this game, and he saw the grand slam.
It was funny too because, like, we were sitting in our seats, and usually I'm like, I say that about Julio. Every time Julio gets up, I'm like, here comes the home run. And I didn't yesterday.
Usually a strikeout.
Yeah, right. But that, no, that's fair. And yesterday, but for some reason, JP came up. I was like, here comes JP. He's going to knock to the stands. And sure enough, he did. Ooh. And I was just like, and I didn't realize that the bases were loaded. I was like, oh, and then all of a sudden they're flashing it all over the screens and stuff, grand slam, and I was like, this is amazing. And Lily's like, what happened? It was cool.
Yeah, I bet Lily was pretty fired up because she's like doing softball.
She knows more than I do.
I was gonna say, yeah, she's, yeah, on Wednesday when we go to the baseball game, to the Mariners game, get tickets at KSW.com for discounted tickets. But mm-hmm. I'm sure Lily's gonna be the one that's gonna be schooling all of us about the nuances of baseball.
Yeah, she's telling me all the rules and I'm like, what just happened? And she's like, oh yeah, well, this happened. He needs to slide there more. He needs to do, that's a ball. And I'm like, I can't.
My parents are coming to the game, so I think I'm going to have Lily sit by my dad, who's equally nerdy about baseball, and they can keep score together.
That is awesome. How was your Father's Day?
It was awesome. So we woke up bright and early and showered Brad with cards and gifts and things of that nature. And then we went down to the family cabin and hung with my parents, aunts, uncles, cousins. Had a great day at the beach, flew kites, walked around in the mud.
Awesome.
It was fantastic. How was yours?
Oh, fantastic. Tatum was sick.
Oh, no.
Last time she was sick was Mother's Day. I think she's doing this on purpose to get out of taking us to treat us into fun days.
I think she just doesn't want you to have all the attention.
Yeah.
She's like, it's all about me, guys.
She powered through it. We wanted to go to Meeker Days, so we went to Meeker Days in Puyallup. Shout out to all the Rockaholics that we met while we were there. That was pretty awesome. And I swear, I think Father's Day has become Christmas, though, for my child, because I spent a ton of money on her. In fact, I grabbed a little audio of her at Meeker Days.
So what was your highlight of Meeker Days?
Talking to Tan.
Yeah. What kind of cotton candy did you get again?
Pikachu.
One that looked like Pikachu?
Yeah.
And then would you get a Pikachu hat?
And a bunch of other stuff,
Wait,
too.
The cotton candy looked
yes.
like Pikachu?
They could make characters with the cotton candy. It's just a little bit more expensive than the actual cotton candy, let me tell you. But it was pretty freaking cool.
We are living in the future.
Yeah, but we had a great time. Then got Trapper Sushi for dinner.
Nice.
So I was a happy camper.
Well, how about you? How was your Father's Day, Rockaholics? Tell us what you did. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was Father's Day, so we want to hear how you spent the day. Call 206-803-ROCK and let us know, how was your Father's Day? We're going to chat about it after Guns N' Roses.
Fly ball.
Yesterday was all about the dads.
Yes.
Father's Day. So we want to know how you spent the day, Rockaholics. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, how was your Father's Day? Let's check in with Juan from Maple Valley. Juan, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I flew up Saturday to Tucson and at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we got the rental, and I started driving back Saturday at 8 o'clock at night, and I got here at midnight yesterday night, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Juan, you sound exhausted, and I can understand why.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a rough one.
How many people were road tripping with you?
I went for my nieces and nephews, and we were 10 in a van.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And it was rough, bro. Oh man.
How many bathroom breaks did you have to make along the way?
2 hours worth.
One. So did you get to do anything for Father's Day, or did you just end up just sleeping?
I'm driving all day yesterday.
I thought eventually you were able to stop for a bit. Okay, so the entire time you were driving on Father's Day.
Yep, I didn't even get to do anything in Tucson because I just hit the ground running.
Oh my God! Did you have anybody take a shift driving?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Like we there's 4 adults. Well, my wife's 2 cousins and my sister-in-law, but I don't trust nobody to drive, so that's why.
I'm the same way. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I'll do the whole drive. I don't know. You look a little sleepy over there.
Do you drive most of the time, or does your wife drive too?
No,
all together.
I drive.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the navigator.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, it depends. Since I drink and my husband does not, I usually drive to where we're going, and then after I've had a couple soda pops, he drives me home.
Okay. Husband/designated driver.
Balance.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to beat Steve today? He has a record of 198 wins, 64 losses, and 46 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.